Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
My God, Johnson.
My God.
Good morning. Welcome to it. The Plan B Morning Show. Almost quitting time. God, that feels nice to say, especially on a Friday.
Got a weekend in front of us. You know, I'm not sure if it's a... You know what? Tomorrow. It's going to be a great day tomorrow morning. I'm telling you, everybody. Yeah. I got people texting me. Hey, is it golf tournament? Yes. The golf tournament's going to happen because my phone... I don't know. Every iPhone in the area says it's going to be like a tornado tomorrow morning. I don't know what is up with your iPhones. But my phone says it's going to be nice.
I think I'll trust my...
just fine.
Maybe trust my iPhone over that crank phone that you got out of a Cracker Jack.
Just because my phone takes kerosene... Does it mean
it's pole start?
It's a two stroke.
No, you're right though, Hunter. Self fulfilling prophecy, positive vibes. It's going to be great tomorrow. It's going to be great tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. Anyway, well, look. In order to get to that, we got to wrap up this turd of a morning show. Let's get to your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today. Here's a good one: Colt 45 malt liquor isn't named after the 45 caliber Colt handgun. It's named after a running back on the Baltimore Colts in 1963. His name was Jerry Hill, and he wore number 45 and apparently loved malt liquor. I mean, I don't see the correlation unless they were just fans of the guy. Like, let's make a beer. Let's make a malt liquor for this guy.
Colt 45 was a football player.
Baby, that's all you need.
Smoking that tumbleweed.
Colt 45, 366. Baby, that's all you I, from time to time, will throw down a malt liquor, a Colt 45. It's something that I got to pace myself with because...
Last time I had a Colt 45, I think I was... I don't know if I even was 21 yet, to be honest with you. And that was a choice between that and Steel Reserve.
Oh, good old Steel Reserve, man.
You know.
You're taking me back. Here's what I love, though, is that I can get two Colt 45s, all right, big 40-ounce malt liquors and a pack of smokes, cheap pack of cigarettes. $10, I'm set to go. You know, I got a weekend.
$10, dude, you're out the door.
And honestly, back in the day, it was half of that because the cigarettes now are so expensive.
Here's the thing, Brock. Why don't you just sit on the sidewalk outside of that gas station and just drink it there?
Hey, don't threaten me with a good time, buddy boy. Okay, if you think I'm above that, I am not, sir. All right.
You know, here's the thing. If you bring a tin can with you and put that out in front of you for an hour, you can...
Two Colt 45s and a half pint of Dark Eyes vodka. Dude, I'm passing out that night. Yeah.
It's because your body's trying to repair itself from the kerosene you put inside of you. For
Colt 45, 366, baby, that's all we need. Anyway, yeah, so now you know. Next time you tip back a Colt 45, it is not based off of the handgun. It's based off of the great Jerry Hill. Who played every
game. The Beast,
game.
Right? Milwaukee's Best, that's another one.
Oh, that's nice. Cobra, right. God, I think I'm going to go get some malt liquor after this show.
Tape them to your hands.
Hell yeah. Oh, we're going to get wrecked, son. All right, there you go. That is your final fact and opinion for today. We'll be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around.
Whoa. Am I on the air? Hi, this is Lenny Kravitz.